Today's Amud is Ma'id Katan Yid Aleph Amabez. We're holding by the Mishnah on the topic of Yid Aleph Amabez. So says the Mishnah, beginning the second parak, Bezuz Hashem, Mi Shehafach Ezesav. So maybe perhaps just some background about the Metzias of pressing olives. So the steps that went into pressing olives is at first, the Balabayas, he would put all of the olives together inside of a matan, inside of a vat, and the olives would all snuggle up with each other, and being that the olives were all snuggled up, so it caused a lot of heat, and the heat caused the olives to become very soft, and mamela, the oil would come out very easily once they got this soft. So now 4 or 5 days later, after the Balabayas put the olives into the matan, he would check the olives, and once he saw that they were soft, he would turn them over, check them to see if they were soft. Once he saw that they were soft, so then he would bring the olives to the Beis Chabad, to the press. First, he would put it into a mill. Afterwards, he would put it under a very heavy kaira, a very heavy beam. And the beam would press out all the oil from the olives, and it would squeeze and get squeezed out and flow into a pit. Once he did this, again he repeated the process. He put it again into the mill, and then again under the beam, under the kaira, and again he pressed it a second time. So they always pressed it a second time. So now the Mishnah is dealing with a person who he turned over the olives in the matan, and he saw that the olives are very soft, they're ready to get pressed. Now the mitzias is that once they're soft and they're ready to get pressed, if you don't press them right away, so then they're going to get ruined. So the case is like this. As the Mishnah, Misha Hafach HaZesav, he turned over his olives. The olives were in the matan, and he turned them over. He sees that they're soft. So now he needs to press them. But something happened that stopped him from being able to press them. So says the Mishnah, Ve'eri Avel, he becomes an Avel. An Avel is not allowed to do Malacha, similar to Cholamayit. And he became an Avel, so now he can't press them. Ayoines, or some sort of Aines happens and it's Cholamayit. And he wasn't able to press them before Yom Tov, before Chol HaMoed, and now it's already it's Chol HaMoed. Or perhaps Payalim tricked him, meaning his workers didn't show up. They went on strike. They were supposed to show up before Yom Tov. He knew he had to take care of it. He wasn't allowed to press it, the Malach of Dash, of squeezing it out, of Schita. He knew he wasn't allowed to do that on Chol HaMoed. So he had workers that were supposed to come before Yom Tov and press them. And for whatever reason, they were no-shows. They didn't come. So now he has all these olives, and it's a davar oven. He needs to press them on Chol HaMoed. So the halacha is tayin kaira rishayna. So the halacha is that he could do the first pressing with the first kaira. Umanicha la'achar amayin, and then he leaves the rest for after chalamayin. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that's the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, that you can't take care of it mamish legamri, you have to do some level of shinoi, and only what's mamish, a big hefsid, the first kaira, that you're allowed to do, but after that you're not allowed to do anything more. Rabbi Yaisi Aymer, Rabbi Yaisi says that no, davar aved, you don't have to do any sort of shinoi, it's all mutter, like we mentioned before on the manalef. Rabbi Yaisi says that no, zaylei, v'goymer, v'gof, kedarkai, you could let all the oil flow out, you could finish the pressing, meaning you could press it even a second time, you could even barrel it in the gof, and you could seal the barrel, you could make the lid for the barrel, and close it up like you would normally do it, you could do everything like normal. So now the Gemara points out that pasach be'evel usayim b'mayit. The Mishnah starts off and it talks about an Avel, a person who was Eirei Avel, he was Eirei Avel, he became an Avel, and he didn't get a chance to squeeze out the olives, to press the olives. And then it talks about only Chol HaMoed, and it leaves out Avel. It just speaks about Chol HaMoed, it says, or an Aines happens, and it's Chol HaMoed. And the Mishnah says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you could press it a little bit on Chol HaMoed, according to Rabbi Yaisi, you could press it Kedarkoi on Chol HaMoed, but everyone's talking about Chol HaMoed. What happened to Avel? How come we started talking about Avel, and then the Mishnah just concludes with Mayed? So says the Gemara two terutzim. And not just two terutzim, it's mamish two opposite terutzim. Rav Shisha Breid Ravidi. Rav Shisha Breid Ravidi says that Zaisai Meres, you see from the Mishnah, that Dvarim Hamutarim B'mayid Asurim B'mei Evlai. That things that have a heter on Chol HaMoed, like the case of the Mishnah, we see that on Chol HaMoed, Rabbi Yaisi, Rabbi Yehuda, each one, Kedarkam, each one in their way was matter some sort of malacha on Chol HaMoed. And they didn't speak about Avel, it's because on Avel, for Bimei Evlai, it's Taka Aser. Even things that are Mutter on Chol HaMoed are Aser Bimei Evlai. And the way Taisus and Yabezam and Aleph explains, on Taisus and Yabezam and Aleph and Dibur Mas Lamar, So Taisus over there says that the reason why Avel, the reason why Avelus is treated more chamer than Chol HaMoed is because the Isra Malacha Bimei Avelus is only Midrabanan. As opposed to Chol HaMoed, it's more chamer, it already has an Asmachta, even if it's not Mamish Daraisa. Some Rishonim hold it's Mamish Daraisa. The Sheet of Taisus is that it's just an Asmachta, it's not really Daraisa. But either way, since it has an Asmachta, so people treat it more, they're naturally more careful about Chol HaMoed than they are about Avelus. The Mamela Avelus needs more of a chizak. So we need to be more machmer when it comes to Avelus, that people should realize and treat it more stringently, as opposed to Chol HaMoed, where everybody knows already, even as an Asmachta, everyone naturally treats it more chamer. In Mamela, we don't need to be as machmer, we don't need to give as much of a chizak. So it's only, so things that have a heter on Chol HaMoed, afal pikin, they're asr bimei evloi, we have to strengthen the isr bimei evloi, so we asr bimei evloi. Al kapanim, that's Rav Shisha Breder of Edi's Teretz, that the reason why the Mishnah, even though it started bimei evloi, it only ends off talking about Chol HaMoed, it's because the taka doesn't have a heter, it does, there is no heter bimei evloi. Rav Ashi Amar, the opposite. That lo mi bai kamar, it was pasha. Lo mi bai bimei evloi de midrabanan hu vishari. Needless to say, bimei evloi, where you may evelus is only midrabanan. So that's why it's mutter, that's for sure mutter. The whole Isra Malacha is only midrabanan. Ela afilu bamaye de Isra Malacha midaraisa, even on Chol HaMoed, where there's an Isra daraisa to do malacha, bimakim seida sharu rabanan. Still, when there's a big loss, there's a hefsid, there's a davara avid, so the rabanan were matter. So the reason why, even though the Mishnah started off talking Bimei Evloi, it only ended off talking about Chol HaMoed, is because it's Pashut, it's a Kol Shekein, Bimei Evloi, they all have this Heter. So Mamish opposites. Rav Shisha Breder of Edi said, it's Taka not Mutter Bimei Evloi, it's only Mutter Bimei Chol HaMoed. And Rav Ashi says, Mamish the opposite, it's Mutter Bimei Chol HaMoed, and Kol Shekein, it's Mutter Bimei Evloi, because Evelus is only Midravanan, and so Kol Shekein, it's Mutter then, as opposed to Chol HaMoed, where it's a bigger Chiddush, even though it's Asim Midaraisa, still it's Mutter. So Taisus in Chagig on Yod Chesam and Aleph, we mentioned Taisus is one of the Shitas HaRishayim who say that Malacha on Chol HaMoed is only Asim Midravanan. So what does he do with this Gemara? It says straight out, Isra Malacha Midaraisa. So Taisus in Chagig on Yod Ches, he says that the Gemara just means Nesmachna, like we mentioned before. Just Nesmachna, not Mamish Daraisa. Well, Gobanim, so those are the two terutzim to explain the Mishnah. Now says the Gemara that Tanya Kavase the Rav Shisha Breid Rav Idi. We have a braisa that supports Rav Shisha Breid Rav Idi. Now, Rav Shisha Breid Rav Idi said that it's only Mutter Bimei Avloi Adavra Aved, only Mutter on Chol HaMoed, but Bimei Avloi, we're not Matter this Davra Aved. We're not Matter the person who was Hafach HaZesav to press it at all Bimei Avloi. It was specifically a Heter Bimei Chol HaMoed, as opposed to Rav Ashi said that Kol Shekein, it's Mutter Bimei Avloi. We have a braisa that supports Rav Shisha Breid Rav Idi, and it's Aser for an Avel. Where do we see in the Braisa? Where, what Braisa? Says the Gemara. The Braisa says like this. That Elu Dvarim Ha'aisen La'avel. It says the following things others are allowed to do for the Avel B'mei Evloi during his Avela. So the Avel himself is not allowed to do it. Others are allowed to do the Malacha for the Avel. Now what are those Malachas? Zeisav Afuchen Tayanin Lai. If his olives were just turned over, he sees that they're soft, he's not allowed to press them. But others are tayanin lai. They could press the olives for him. V'kadoi loguf, and they could seal up his barrels. So right over here, we're going to continue the braisa, but this is already the raya to Rav Shisha Breid Rav Idi, because you see lahedya in the braisa, that the aval himself is not allowed to do these malachas. It's only others that are allowed to do it for him, even though normally, even others are not allowed to do malacha for an aval. But over here, where there's a davar aved, so there's a kula that others can do it for him. But there's still no heter for the aval to do it himself, like Rav Shisha Breider of Edi said. So now we'll just continue the braisa. So the braisa says, "Upishtanu lahalais mina mishra." Or who adin? If a person has pishtan, he has flax that needs to come out of being, it needs to be taken out from the bucket where it's soaking. And if he doesn't take it out, if he leaves it in there for too long, it'll get ruined. And similarly, that samroi lahalis mina yoyra, he has wool that's being dyed in the bucket, and he needs to take it out, or else it'll be too much, it'll get ruined. So that also they could do for him, people could do it for him. Umar beats him sedeyu, they could water his field. Mishatagia oina samayim shaloi, once it reaches the time that it needs to get watered. And Rabbi Yehuda said, avzairin lai stay near. And they could also plant for him if he has a field that he had just plowed. So if he doesn't plant in it, he's going to miss out on the planting season. He's going to miss his chance. So other people can sow the field for him. They can plant the field for him. Also, if he has a field that's meant to plant flax, and flax also has a really an ideal time that you're supposed to plant it, and now it's that time, and he's an avil, so other people could plant the flax for him. However, Amrulai, they said to Rabbi Yehuda about these last two kulais, they said to Rabbi Yehuda that no, that you don't have this kula. Emlai tizra bebachir, tizra beavil, what's the problem? So we won't plant it early. He'll still be able to plant this field a little bit later. So the plowed field, they're not allowed to sow for him because he could always plant it later. It won't be the early season, but at least he'll get it in time for the late season. And emlai tizra pishtan, tizra bemenachir, and it's true that pishtan has its time that you're supposed to plant it, but okay, fine, so he won't plant pishtan, he'll plant something else, that's not enough of a davar avi that other people are allowed to do malacha for him. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel aimer that zeisav afuchen. Let's say he has olives that were turned over; they're soft; they need to get pressed. Ve'ein sham uman elohu, and there is no one to press it for him. So we said in the reisha that other people are allowed to press the olives for him. But what about if he's the only one that knows how to press it? There is no other uman that's there. Or kadei laguf ve'ein sham uman elohu. His barrel needs to get sealed up. If it's left open, it's going to ruin the oil. And there's no one that knows how to do it except for him. Pishtanu lahalis mina mishra. He has pishtan that needs to come out. Utsamri lahalis mina yaira. Ve'ein sham uman elohu. And again, there's no uman except for him. There is no one else that can do the job. So in these cases, the avil himself is allowed to do it, but I raise a yasav itzino, he has to do it privately. That's a special heter if there's no one else that could do it for him. Yasar al-kain amar Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel sent another kula that imhaya uman l'rabim. If let's say this avil, he's a worker for the rabbim, he works for other people, he presses their olives, he makes the seals for their barrels. Usaper, or he's a barber, ubalon, or he's a bathhouse attendant, l'rabim, v'higia eis harego, and now it's time, it's the rego, and people need to get their things done, they need to get their things done before chalamayit, v'ein sham uman elohu, and he's the only one that could help people, he's the only one that could cut their hair, he's the only one that could help them. So hareze yaseh, so the halacha is that he's allowed to do it for them, even though it's in public, even though it's farhesia. He's allowed to do it for them. That's a special heter that they gave Lutzayrich the Rabbi. Ha'arisen, v'chakirin, v'kablanin, which are all different types of workers in the field. Ha'arisen are people that they work in the field, and they divide up the profits from the produce with the worker getting a percentage, and the balabayas, the landlord, getting a percentage. The chakirin is that the workers, they give the landlord a specific amount of produce. So it's not a percentage, it's a specific amount, and the worker gets the rest of the produce, whatever it produces, whether it's a lot or a little. But the landlord, he gets a specific amount. So it's not a percentage, it's just a specific amount. And then kablanin is your regular employee, he gets a set wage for working the field, and then the balabais, the landlord, he gets everything. Just the worker, he gets a set wage for working in the field. So all of these different types of workers, if they have a job, they're supposed to be working someone else's field. Let's say Reuven's the avil, and he's an aris, or he's a chakirin, or he's working as a kablon. So, and he's working in Shimon's field. So if Reuven doesn't show up to work because he's an avil, so then Shimon's going to lose out. So we don't want Shimon to lose out just because Reuven's an avil. And therefore, in this case, we're allowed to have other people do the work for the avil in order so that Shimon, the landlord, should not lose out. Hachamarin vagamalin vasaponin, a person who is an avil, and his business is that he has donkeys, he has camels, he has boats that he rents out. He rents them out, and people use them to transport different goods. So harei elu lo yasu. So now no one's allowed to rent them out on during this time that this person's an avil. He can't even have other people do the job for him and rent it out for him, even though technically now they're not going to have what to rent. That's not a heter. However, v'im hayu muhkarin muskarin eitz l'acherim, if let's say someone else already has the chamar, or the gamal, or the saponin, or the boats, the sfina, and they already have it, they're using it to transport different goods, and now it happens to be that the one who rented it out to them, it became an avil. Harei elu yasu, they're allowed to continue doing whatever it is that they rented it for, because that's going to be a loss for them if they have to stop. They're using it to transport certain goods, they already have started, so that would be a loss for them. So therefore, they have a heter to continue using it. Schir yoim afilu bi'ir acheres l'yasa. If a person's a schir yoim, he's a hired worker, so he's not even allowed to do malacha, even if it's in a different city, even though people won't know. That's a problem. If let's say he has some work that someone else gave him something to do, some sort of work, let's say to fix their watch, afal pisha b'kibayles, even though he's a kabbalan, he's a contractor, he was contracted to fix it, there's no set time that he has to give it back to the one who gave it to him, he's working on his own time, lo yasa, he's not allowed to do that while he's in avil. And the Gemara has the kasha that afal pisha b'kibayles, even though he's a contractor, v'loy mi baya she'ena kibayles, and needless to say, if he's not a contractor, adarabu, l'chayra in svara, the opposite is true. Kibayles k'didedami. It's worse when he's a contractor. When he's given the watch to fix, and he has no set time that he has to give it back. So then when he works b'mei evloy, he's really just working purely for himself, because the person who gave him the watch doesn't care when he's getting it back. He needs it back in whatever, in a long time from now. So being that they didn't stipulate when the contractor, when this avil has to give back the watch, so if he's going to work on it now, he's really just working for himself. He's making his life easier afterwards, for later. Because now he's not going to have to do this job. So that's a bigger chiddush of that's mutter. It's not even though he's a, the lashon of the braisa was afal pisha b'kibayles. And the kasha is that he's not allowed to do it even though he's a kibayles. That's more pasha that he's not allowed to do it. Of course when he's a kibayles, he's not allowed to do it. It would be a bigger chiddush if when he's a hired worker, he has to give it back by next week Tuesday. So even then he's not allowed to do it. That would be the chiddush. What's afal pisha b'kibayles? So says the Gemara that ela ema ben kibaylas ben she'ena kibaylas lo yasa. What the Braisa means to say is not afal pisha b'kibaylas. Rather, it means whether he's a kabbalan, whether he's not a kabbalan, he's still not allowed to fix it. B'mei avlo. Let's say the reverse case. He has something that needs to get fixed, and he gave it to someone else to fix it. So now the halacha depends. B'beisai, if the person is coming and fixing it inside the avil's house, let's say it's his fridge or his oven that needs to get fixed, so that lo yasu. So that people, even though it's someone else doing the malacha, they're not allowed to do it because it's inside the avil's house. It looks like he's hiring him to work while he's in avil. That he's not allowed to do. But b'vayis acher yasu. But if it's in someone else's house, that's okay. So if the avil gave someone else to fix his watch, being that it's not being done in his house, so that's okay. And now the Gemara concludes with the story that Mario in Breda Ravin, Umar Breda Rav Acha, Breda Rava, Havlahu Gamu the Torah Badi Adadi. They had some oxen, each one of them owned one ox, and they used to put them in a yoke together, and they would do malacha together. Their two oxen would do malacha together. And what happened was Isra be Milsa be Mar Breda Rav Acha, Breda Rava. Mar Breda Rav Acha, Breda Rava became an avil. So now he wasn't allowed to do malacha. Upaske the gamle. So we had his animal also stop and not go to work that day and not do malacha. So Amar Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi said that Gavra Rabba Kemar Breda Rav Acha Avid Hachi. With such a great man like Mar Breda Rav Acha, Breda Rava, would he do such a thing? Nihidala Pseida Didela Yichayesh. Even though he's not Makbid on his own Pseida, he's an Avol, he can't do Malacha. And so great, he's not doing Malacha because even though he's going to lose money, he knows that that's the Malacha, he can't do Malacha. That's fine. But Ada Acherim Leichayesh, but why isn't he worried about the Pseida that he's now going to cause his business partner? Vatani, but we learned in the Braisa we just learned, Emayu Muskarim, Emayuchkarim, Etzel Acherim, Areilu Yasu. That if your animal is being used by someone else, so they're allowed to continue doing malacha with the animal, even though the landlord, even though the balabayis is an avil, because otherwise it's going to cause a loss to that person. So you see that when it's going to cause a loss to someone else, we're meiko when it comes to malacha on chalamai. So why did my breder rava, why didn't he send his animal to work? It's going to cause his business partner a loss. And says the Gemara, "Who suffer adam chashav shani." He held that you're right. Technically speaking, it's mutter. If a person becomes an avil, so he's allowed to send his animal in this type of setup. He'd be allowed to send his animal out to work because if not, it's going to cause a loss to his business partner. But in this case, Mar Breda Rav Acha, Breda Rava held that because he's an adam chashav, because people look up to him and they respect him. If people see him being makel with this halacha, they're going to learn from him to be makel, even more makel than the person is even allowed to be b'mei evla. So because he's an Adam Chashev, he held, and then Adam Chashev shouldn't take on these leniencies, certain leniencies, and Adam Chashev shouldn't take on because other people will learn from him and end up being more mako. So that's why he didn't send out his animal to work, even though technically speaking it was mutter, because he was nervous about the chilul Hashem that it could cause that other people might learn from him and be more mako than they're allowed to be. And the Rishonim discussed is he have to now pay his business partner. Maybe now that he's treating himself like an Adam Chashev, not sending his animal out to work, so maybe now he has to pay Marion Breda Ravin, because because he's not sending his animal out to work. Or perhaps that Maryam braid the Ravin, or who than anybody that has a partner that's an Adam Chashuv, so then he knows that Mitchila, he knows that if his partner is an Adam Chashuv, that's part of what the way an Adam Chashuv business partnership works. Then he knows that if it becomes an Avil, he's not going to be able to work and take advantage of these kulas, and so then maybe he would not have to pay. That's what the Rishaydim discuss.